Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4622. Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, probably members of my family have been the most influential in my life. Besides my father, probably the person I relate with the most would be my cousin, one of my cousins on my father's side. He's always been real thoughtful, real character-driven, moral-driven guy, someone I really looked up to. He's always had good insight on, life problems that I bring to him, and just he's also a very fun guy to hang out with and be around casually. I've just really enjoyed his impact on my life.
What do you aspire to be?
Well, I'm in school right now to be an engineer, so I'm aspiring to have a successful engineering career at this point in my life. I'd very much like to be involved with sustainability as far as alternative energy fuels, fuel opportunities and technologies. But other than that, I just, to start off my career, I'd really like to get involved with a large technical engineering company and be as good of an employee as I can possibly be.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I would describe myself as a very personal human being. I absolutely enjoy being with friends and being with family, but I also really enjoy personal time and just being alone to think, contemplate, and enjoy myself casually.
What makes you smile?
I have several friends who all have great senses of humor. I enjoy situational comedy. A lot of friends of mine are able to make light of common ironic situations, and it's just good, clean comedy always makes me smile.
What type of things make you sad?
Right before the upswing, the most chick flicks make me sad because there's always something that happens to the main character. But for the most part, I just when somebody is deserving of something and situations that are out of their control cause them to not be able to attain that, that's always very unfortunate and very sad to see. That always hits me. Hits me close to home.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I grew up with a very sound family. People who were always there for me financially, morally, and if I ever had any problems, I always had several people to go to. So that kind of a surrounding has always built me as a more stable person than I probably deserve to be at this point in my life. I'm making big decisions in my life that will impact my career, my future life for the next several decades. So having that strong foundation has helped me a lot at in this point in my life and later points of my life as well.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I'm usually a little more inquisitive and methodically thought out than I think most people I meet. This kind of was brought on by influences from my father, definitely. He's always someone who's been very thoughtful, very well thought out, and that has definitely impacted my life and the decisions I make every day.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I'm always a little keen to someone who's very honest. It's easy to see in a short amount of time a person's integrity and their level of honesty, and that's something I greatly admire in friends and in family members. I believe that's important because most interpersonal relationships can't really grow into fruition without the core base of honesty, and as far as ethics go, I just believe that's a very important personal trait.
What qualities do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I believe the quality I like best is just moral character, something that's been instilled in me by my family. Probably the thing I like least are certain selfish tendencies that I have just regarding certain decisions of my life. In hindsight, I tend to wish I hadn't thought about myself first instead of others as a first impulse, and that's something I'm consistently working on.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
You know, again, my family has been a strong moral base for me, and I just wish to pass on to my potential children strong moral ethics, honesty, faithfulness, generosity. I believe they're all things that will not only improve them as human beings, but improve their quality of life as well.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family and I love to go see movies. Besides eating, which is something my dad and I enjoy probably far too much, we just also enjoy talking. The Christmas holidays is always a very valuable time of the year for us because we get time to slow down, catch up with each other's lives, and just enjoy each other's company. So I believe talking around the dinner table would probably be my most ideal way to spend time with my family.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
When I was 7, my mom bought me about a 4-foot-long alligator that I call Alligator, and it's something I still have in my on my bed to this day. Is really special to me just because it epitomizes childhood innocence and just my, you know, I just remember childhood with that stuffed animal so much, and it brings me back to being a kid, Christmas time with family. It's always a valuable present because to this day I can look at that stuffed animal and just be brought back to a place with family and friends and just great times. It's always a good de-stressor and relaxant.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Music and athletics have always been a big part of my life. I love playing music. It's still a very big part of my life. And I love playing basketball with friends casually. So it's just, when I was a child, those were the two main activities I really enjoyed doing.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
When I was a kid, I loved reading Artemis Fowl books. Story about a young boy who had unnatural intellect, spoke multiple languages, and was able to outwit most of the situations he was in. And I was always just fascinated with his ability to problem solve and the adventures that that the author brought to the fiction.
What is your favorite word and why?
You know, as far as individual words, I like words that just sound funny in them of itself. I'm going to go with squeegee just because it sounds hilarious and brings a smile to my face.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
I believe the last book I read was the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. My favorite character is probably Ron Weasley, just because the situational humor he brings to the fiction is just very lighthearted and just very hilarious. He's an easy character to love and to root for throughout the series.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The last movie I saw was actually with my father. We saw, I believe it was called Parker with Jason Statham. And just a movie where it's him against the world, and he does outrageous stuff, gets stabbed a few times, gets in a bunch of fights. Those kind of, not drama movies, but action movies are always fun outlets for me that I enjoy with my father.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
My favorite sport to watch is American football. The strategy that goes along with designing plays and just managing timeouts, managing players is always intrigue me. Second to that would be basketball. I've played basketball most of my life, and I've always enjoyed watching college and NBA level basketball.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, right now, most of my time is tied up with my academics. But to hang out and de-stress, I love just hanging out with friends. Literally sitting on a couch and doing nothing more than just talking with friends is a good de-stressor. Talking with my sister, who I live with, is also a great thing to do. But other than that, watch movies, listen to music are always great ways that I love to spend my time.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I am somewhat creative, not so much in the right brain, artistic kind of way, but as far as my academics, as an engineer, we're always trying to find creative ways to solve common and uncommon problems. Any problem that hasn't been solved already will take at least a moderate level of creativity to come to a solution. So in a non-conventional way, yes, I would say that I'm creative.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, unfortunately, no one has. I guess I don't have that kind of a popular face.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
One of the biggest sacrifices as far as time that I made in my adolescence was to spend a summer with a nonprofit ministry in the state that I grew up in. And it was a 10-week internship where I would be spending most of my time planning and carrying out youth camps for kids from marginalized communities, kids who otherwise wouldn't really be able to have the opportunity to go bowling or wall climbing, just from families who are very underprivileged. And it was a very valuable experience. It was scary for me going in because I knew very few people. I wasn't too familiar with the people who worked there or the kids who were going to be coming to the camps. But my father motivated me to do it. He knew the program very well. He knew the director very well, who was a great woman. And in hindsight, it was a very influential experience. It was humbling to be picking up trash after kindergartners a couple days a week, and it was also humbling to have kindergartners feel comfortable in confessing big issues that that are relevant to a kindergartner's life. So it's just a very impacting experience and something I'll cherish throughout my life.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I was raised Christian throughout my youth, and one of the biggest questions that I've always had are questions surrounding organized religion and in particular Christianity. If I could interview anybody, it'd be one of Jesus's followers. I would just love to have their firsthand perspective on the many experiences that are discussed in the Bible and many that aren't discussed in the Bible. I believe that would be an incredibly valuable interview.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Probably the largest first experience I've had would be with the university campus that I entered into my freshman year after high school. This probably isn't exactly the direction this question was leading, but as far as an over-encompassing and just massive experience, the first experience I had at university was very positive, and it's something that is carried through but also changed and evolved throughout my years at university.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
There are a lot of risks that are taken as far as applying for internships or scholarships or schools in general, which are a lot of the questions that are swimming around myself at this point in my life. I guess One of the risks that really paid off for me was applying for an honors college within the university I'm at. I'm not trying to blow it at all, but I didn't expect to be able to make it in at all. I went through this interview process and the application process just kind of almost shaking my head, but you know, that time investment really paid off because they ultimately accepted me, and it's something that has opened a lot of doors for me already, and I hope opens a lot of doors for me in the future.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, or mathematical theory, or work of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Music has always been a big part of my life, and my first experience with music was with the piano. Romantic era music has always been very fascinating to me. I enjoy playing that the most, or attempting to play it the most, and listening to it definitely. Debussy is one of my most influential composers that I've listened to consistently. Most of his works are just incredibly, free-moving, passionate, and just really powerful work. So I would say almost any work that Debussy has done has been influential in my life, and just something that always draws strong emotions from me whenever I listen to him.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I have many small epiphanies within most of my classes. Whenever I learn a new topic, it's almost always something that I probably wouldn't have been able to thought of on my own. So that's always a fun, positive experience and motivation to throw myself into my academics. But probably the largest epiphany I've had on a social level is that everybody is human. Even people we see on TV, people we idolize, they're all human beings. They have the same emotions we do. They have many of the same social and physical issues that we have as well. So just thinking through life from the perspective that everybody has the same basic needs and wants, desires, and that's really brought a lot of ease to my life, knowing that I'm not totally incompetent compared to several people, but it's also given me the right perspective going into many challenges in my life as well.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
You know, like I've said in a couple of my other question responses, the Christmas holiday season is always something that I hold very close, and I love spending time with my personal family and my extended family. So I don't know if changing the time was a parameter in the question, but if I could right now, I would go to December 26th, where my family is just hanging around the fire, the Christmas tree, talking and enjoying each other's company. That's my dream. That's my happy place that I go to.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I'm very close to my parents. I would prefer to be with my father, probably watching a movie or eating food. But they're just, my parents are always people I go to with problems and questions, concerns. They're always welcoming, and they always have insight that I hold in very high regards.
What is your approach to life?
As I learn more and more socially as well as within my technical field, I also learn how little I know. So with so many relative things in life, the one thing that I find absolutely solid and foundational is just to approach everything with honesty and a sense of ethical character. A lot of situations that I have in my life have been made better by honesty, as well as some of the things I regret in my life would have been avoided with honesty. So as I move forward in my life, I just want to approach each decision I make with a high ethical standard, and approach each interpersonal relationship with honesty and humility.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Probably the most stressful point in my life was the summer between junior and senior years in high school. At that time, I was starting to search for colleges and scholarships and just trying to figure out how I was going to afford college from the financial standpoint. Family are not necessarily people of lavish means, so a lot of the financial burden was going to be placed on myself. And from that experience, I learned a lot of organizational skills, a lot about how I deal with stress personally, and those experiences and lessons have been something that have definitely benefited me in the years since, and are also concepts about myself that I'm still working on.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Since I was in sixth grade, I've played the French horn. And in high school, my senior year, the band I was in for my high school went to a state competition. And we placed really well, but besides that, the music that my band director chose were very personally meaningful pieces. And I was able to just overall, that concert experience was a very powerful experience. After the concert, I was approached from a representative from the university I currently attend with a scholarship offer, something that I didn't know that him and my band director had been talking about previously. And just the overall experience of that performance, as well as finding out that some of the financial burden that I would be approaching in the upcoming years has been lifted, was a very positive experience, something that I was proud to share with my band director as well as my family.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I loved Monopoly as a kid, but my family never played conventionally. It was basically a game where if you get away with cheating, it was fair. So we would end up with half the properties missing. The bank would be just barren towards the end. We'd find hundreds of those fake $100 bills underneath the board by the time we were done and packing up. But it was just a very fun personal family rendition of the game that we could just kind of vent our inner rebellious desires to bend and break the rules as much as we can with a simple board game. But I have many good memories of playing Monopoly with my family as a kid.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is Johnny Depp. I read a couple articles and saw several interviews about his approach to how he performs his characters, and he's an incredibly thoughtful, very thoughtful actor, and his attention to detail is bar none. I a lot of his performances have been really powerful. Movies that I very enjoy, most of the movies I enjoy have Johnny Depp as either the lead character or one of the supporting actors. So I just always enjoy his work, and movies are always better with him as a part of them.
What is your favorite dinner?
I love Italian food. So I love pasta, spaghetti, pizza, definitely. Every time my family goes to Costco, I always buy one of those $12 massive lasagnas that I spread across three dinners, and it's one of the best dinners I eat on a semi-consistent basis.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
When I was in elementary school, I was babysat by a very loving couple of women who I probably gave strokes to personally just from the stress I put them under as a kid. But the craziest thing I did was I was at their house, and I somehow climbed up on their roof, and I was running around the roof having them follow me around and run around, and I actually jumped off the roof into a tree and kind of missed the main tree trunk and fell down through the tree and ended up landing at the bottom. I was covered in scrapes and bruises. I was fine overall, but I, you know, it was an absolutely crazy thing for me to do and very not thought through.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is curse at my alarm clock, and then I get up and make eggs for breakfast in the morning. I'm not too varied with my breakfast options. I almost always eat either eggs or just go with cereal. It's always a good start to my day.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Right now, I wish I could be a senior engineer or a management engineer at a large, reputable engineering company, but obviously I can't do that without going through the loopholes and, you know, just putting in my time in the trenches. But ideally, I'd go straight to the top and enjoy it for as long as possible.
You are majoring in engineering. When did you first become interested in this field?
Maybe not engineering so much, but I've always been interested in mathematical concepts and physics and chemistry concepts since middle school. I noticed that I had an ability and a tendency towards mathematics early in elementary school, and I just ran with that throughout my education. But probably my sophomore year when I took chemistry for the first time, I knew without a doubt that I wanted to be an engineer and what kind of engineering I wanted to be doing.
What are your plans upon graduation?
After graduation, I intend on finding an engineering job with a large engineering company. There are several very good options that I'm planning on seeking, but I intend on finding a job very soon and proving my worth and building my resume from that point forward.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be? Why would you choose this career?
You know, I can't really think of anything that I'd want to be besides an engineer. Maybe an entrepreneur that, you know, built a business from the ground up. That'd be a very cool feeling, knowing that you had such a large hand in creating a company and then managing from that point forward. So, you know, besides being an engineer, probably an entrepreneur.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, I hope to be working up the ladder, the engineering ladder. But besides that, I hope to be working on meaningful projects. Like I said previously, I have a big interest in alternative energy and sustainability within engineering, and I hope to have impacted that realm of scientific progress within 10 years.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I love eating out at restaurants. So a romantic evening for me would be going to likely an Italian restaurant and having a one-on-one dinner with someone I really care about. Wine may or may not be included, but it's just, I always, when I think of a romantic situation, that kind of a setting is what I think of.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Again, like I've, you know, touched on previously, honesty is a huge factor in people I like building relationships with. Just honesty, integrity, and then besides that, humility is another huge thing. Arrogance can just squander so many good qualities in a person. So I would say honesty and humility.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing I could do on a consistent basis is just listen to them. Listen to their problems, listen to their joys, how their day went. And just pay attention to who they are, their needs, wants, and just make sure they know that I care about them through action and not just through word.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I realized that, you know, the world isn't fair to a lot of people. Certain people who very much deserve to have children are not blessed with fertility. And I realize that I do have just a biological gift in that sense. If I can help a well-deserving couple or individual out, in the manner of helping them have a child, when that is something that can be so meaningful to families. I believe that I'd be happy to help people in that way.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
The only message that I'd want to give is just I wish you luck in your present and future endeavors, and I just I hope the best for you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4622.